very much. You're welcome to our Good Friday service. It's a Good Friday, but what happened doesn't look like it was good. Jesus' death means a lot to Christianity. Except a seed of a corn falls to the ground and dies, it abideth alone. But when it falls to the ground and dies and resurrect and come up, we don't get only one seed on it. We get a lot. And that is exactly what God did. One man died, and out of the one man death, we have many fruit and many sons, including myself. Hallelujah. We don't even deserve to be called sons of God. If God should look at my face to call me his son, he won't. But I'm glad anytime he sees me in Christ Jesus. Amen. There are many stories about the cross. Some hang it around their neck. Some seize that wood. It has been globalized to the extent that we have what we call the Red Cross. That supposed to be a help to mankind. That any time the Red Cross, there's war, there are other things, the Red Cross goes there. They bring hope to the people that are there. Because the cross always carries hope. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the cross to some people, it doesn't make sense. Paul said, to some other group of people, it does not make sense. It's foolish. But to those who are saved, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. It doesn't make sense. When you decide to perish, it is foolishness. You tell somebody died some years ago, and because of that, my sins are forgiven. Doesn't make sense. To those who are perishing, who have hardened their heart, they make fun of it. So don't be angry when people make fun of your belief and your faith. But to us, who are being saved, it is the power of God. What is the power of God to somebody look foolish to another person? To us, today what happened is God's power demonstrated. But to the world that is perishing, it looked like is foolishness to say one man died for billion people. To say the blood that was shed 2,000 years ago can still and is still powerful to save. Science will not be able to explain this. If we try to analyze it, it looks foolish. Or couldn't God have saved the world without making this Jesus go through all this we saw? So the man who is perishing, we say this is foolishness. How can a cross, somebody die on a cross, make my sins be forgiven? The man even is not in Ghana. He didn't die in Ghana. And some of us may never get to the land where he died. And you are here in Ghana, remotely, he said, that blood, it had flown until he came to Ghana. Which human blood can flow until it comes here? It doesn't make sense when the Satan wants to destroy you. But to we who are saved, we who have believed, we see some sense in it. Because you'll find that after believing, he gave you some power to overcome some sins. You've been able to taste. Sometimes experience is the best teacher. You've experienced his saving power. The guilt that was in your mind by believing, the guilt was erased. But just believing, every guilt of sin leaves you. So because you have experienced this, people do not understand you. Those who have been experiences that, no, it doesn't make sense. The preaching of the cross is very vital in our days here. The death of Jesus Christ is very important. He told Peter he was going to die, isn't it? He told his disciple he was going to die. And what did Peter tell him? He said what? Peter didn't want him to die. Which one of you would have liked Jesus to die? He didn't want to die. And Jesus rebuked him. You know that? Because it is necessary for him to die. Peter even told him that Jesus, look, if it's death, we'll die with you. But that cross is not easy. If you haven't seen it, you say, I will die. It is not even the cross and the stick and the beating, but the sins of the world. The separation of Jesus from the Father. He could not imagine, because he has never had that separation before. I remember somebody was very happy in some years back that the husband was to travel outside, I think for a few months, go and do some course and come. And everybody was very happy. They were rejoicing that our son is traveling outside. So the day he was going, the entire half of the village traveled to Accra here. In those days, Ghana Airways, it's not like you stand outside and the person enters and you don't see where he is. You have to watch Philly, Philly, Ghani, Ghani until the person walks into the plane. So they climb up there and they're watching. So they'll make you baba. You actually can wave at the person and the person can wave at you and say, baba, hi. Then you enter. Or the modern ones, you don't understand. These people came with songs, the family, and they were very happy. The moment the man entered, they started crying. Sorrow, because they have never separated before. They have been together. The reason why sometimes we even cry when people are dead, it's not because they are dead, but because we think there's a separation. Because some people even travel for 40, 50 years and come back. And we don't cry. Sometimes they can't, you don't meet some people. But when they go, we don't cry. But if somebody is dead, you know that this is perpetual separation. So the pain of separation makes us cry. Jesus have had fellowship with the Father, even from his childhood. When his parents were looking for him, you know where he was? They went to Accra Sports Stadium. They didn't find him. Went to the playground where there are there's some nice playground when children go to play. So maybe he might be there. They didn't see him there. He went through any place where, if he's a villager, went to where they threw catapults, searched the bush to see whether he's looking for Bela. Except where he should be found. Sometimes we search God where he is not there. Where God is, we don't go there. The last place to go when we are in trouble is where God. It's another sign of the human weakness. When we are looking for him, we don't go straight to where he is until we are put, we've done everything and nothing is working. Then we then have to look for that God. So they watched and looked and looked. He was fellowshipping. He was with the Father. His heart and every mission was with the Father. So maybe the Holy Spirit prompted them, look, have you checked the church? Church, by this time, it is only this big man listen, that goes there. Small children don't go to church alone. Well, we looked everywhere. He's not there. Let's go. Maybe somebody saw him and picked him to church. They came and they saw this boy sitting down, asking intelligent questions. And the mother said, hey, is that my son? So they picked him. He said, Kofi Yesu. I don't know how my address are. If it's an account, I say, Kofi Yesu. I know how my address are. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, son, why have you done this to us? What has he done? Having fellowship with his father? Your father and I have sought you anxiously. Jesus is a good boy. If I were there, I would tell him, it's your business when you're looking. When you're looking for, you should know where to come and look for me. So Jesus said in a nice way, he said, look at what Jesus said. And he said to them, why did you seek? I said, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? If you're looking for a carpenter's son, where do you go? Huh? Go to the workshop. Say, Mary and Joseph, you were told by the angel that I am the son of God. So you know it. So when you are looking for me, where do you look? Where do you have to search? You go to his father's place. The first place you must go, you see whether, when Papa Juana. But you went everywhere apart from where my father is. So all the problem of going around is your own problem. It's a lack of knowledge. Will make my people chin-chin. Will let my people go all round in life. Once you understand, say, you should understand. Mary, my mother Mary, it is angel himself that came and told you that what is inside you is not Joseph's son. For you to go and look for me at the carpentry shop. I am the son of God. So when you are looking for somebody's son, you go to their house. So you should know better. Joseph, you too had a dream. Even if you didn't know, you had a dream. So you all know where I'm supposed to be. I should be in the house of my father. This Jesus who went to the cross for you and me, his cross made a sense. Because you're supposed to be there. But that day, the Bible said that one man must die. You know, they took him to Pilate. They took him, you know, first they started from the high priest. They took him to Herod. All the people, authority, they took him, the one man. And I don't know how they quickly see, when people hate you, they hated him with passion. Before they could even judge him, they have given the verdict. They said, he must die. You haven't tried the man, but you say he must die. So they then have to go and look. They said, they think that, hey, then we see the law says that you might get witnesses. Then they remember there's no witness. They have to go and get some witnesses and teach them like how the lawyers should teach. And when you get a smart lawyer and you lie, he will cross-examine you. And the next question, you see, every lie, you can't answer the next question. If it's the truth, the next question is very easy. If it's a lie, the next question. So they ask them, and the witnesses, this one was saying this. This one was saying that it didn't work for them. And Jesus had the power not to die. He said, I lay down my life. It's not because they took my life. I lay down my life. Thank God I am not that Jesus. That your salvation will be in trouble. They brought him to Pilate that night. The wife, thank God for wives. The law revealed to the wife. As usual, women are very spiritual. They have the capacity. Because when they are believing, they believe with all their heart. So he had a dream. And what happened? He saw everything. She ran and told the husband, hey, the dream that I had. That's exactly what is being played. Make sure. I've had some dreams about this man. He's innocent. So she was to come and help her husband out. And we know the man. Once it did not come from him, that's our nature. She was even very fortunate. She said, well, is that your job? Say, don't touch this man. Yes, he listened to it halfway. And he tried to free Jesus, isn't it? But he wasn't a bold leader. He is a political leader. This is the truth. He threw the question back. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, have nothing to do with that just, do you know how he called him? Just man. For I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him. So, look at what. But what? The chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Hatred. After the man got to know the truth, the chief priest says that this man is a politician. And what politicians hate is pressure. Especially when election is coming. So put pressure, he will give it to you. So the people shout. He said, he wanted to fix it. Should I give? He himself also found out that the man have done nothing. You know, this sheer hatred. I said, judge, put your foot down and tell them, look, the man is not guilty. This judge. Then he became political. Tried to find out whether he could use he could agree with the people to leave Jesus. But if the people wanted him to leave, they wouldn't have brought him to you. So put your foot down. Take a decision. When it comes to certain things, a lesson in it is that what is right is right. You don't need to be consulting people. Meanwhile, you know this is right. Sometimes the reason why you consult is you want to find a way out of it. But you are the one who should make the decision. Make the decision. You supposed to take a decision. You say, now you are asking them to choose one. Why should you choose one? The guy have done nothing. They brought him for a trial. And you tried the man. And the man was not found guilty. And you are asking them, which one again? That is the picture of man. All men are like that. You say, Mintisa, what is that? When you are pushed to the corner, that's how you are. He couldn't, the wife tried to help him. But he couldn't. Why? Because it has been determined that he should die. So, he said, now I want to leave the man. But I'll trick this people. Because this guy is a very bad guy. He's tortured them, killed their children, raped their wives, raped their children. And they've been looking for this guy. So, the moment I bring Barabbas, she's very bad. Everybody will say Barabbas. But hatred, when you hate somebody, you hate somebody. If somebody's holding a gun and want to kill you, and the one you hate, you will ask the one you hate to die, and the one who want to kill you to live. That's how strong hatred can be. They were consumed, angry that Jesus had taken their place. He's made their business hopeless. You came to the temple and whip us. Today we will whip you. You were the one that drew all men. If we allow this man to live, our business will be destroyed. But all our congregation have gone after him. Either he lives for our churches to be empty, or we kill him to get our members back. What will you do as a pastor? Crucify him. So mobs. Sometimes the mobs, some of them, they say things. You know, sometimes you join some crowd and they're screaming, you scream some, but you don't understand. So just get some people and let others add. They will sing the music of those that they've joined. So he said, Barabbas, or let's leave this guy, this thief, this arm robber. Should we release wicked man like us? Or Jesus should die in the place. And do you know what they said? They said, who? Then the governor answered and said to them, which of the two do you want me to release to you? They said, who?
Barabbas.
Anytime you see the truth and you decide to go along with, should I say lie? I don't want to use that word. The false one. You are asking for Barabbas to rule. Which one do you want to be your president? Barabbas. Barabbas the thief. Barabbas the liar. Barabbas the murderer. Barabbas. Hatred can make you choose Barabbas. Truth versus false. If we put truth here and we put false here, And there are two parties. I'm not talking about Ghana Party. I'm not talking about American Party. And there are two, listen, and they say, choose one. You can see, many will choose false. Because in the false, they can be corrupted too. They know when the truth comes, they can do some things. They cannot maneuver themselves around and get some things. Unless they do it the right way, they won't get there. But throughout their life, what they know is connection. But when truth comes, your connection will not work if it's not in the line of the truth. So they ask, choose one. Many of us will choose Barabbas. Because you are not there. He said, Mika Moha, I will choose Jesus. Which one should we release? Which one? We say Barabbas. So now, almost all politicians all over the world have learned how to behave like Barabbas. If they tell you the truth, you won't vote for them. If they tell you that, if I come, there's no money, and I can't do this, I can't do the road now, it will take some time for us to do your road, you won't vote for him. But if he comes, he doesn't have money, say, you know, he said, look, I will take. I'll bring quota into your bedroom. Asphalt to your bedroom. Oh, I will pay every Ghanaian $10,000 a month. Meanwhile, you know we are going for loan. Which one will you vote for? The one who give you $10,000, isn't it? So Barabbas, there's Barabbasian. That's my word. All of us are crying for Barabbas. When the pastor wants to preach the truth, the congregation will reduce because they want Barabbas. We still have people, when you have an office and they put you in a place of position and you want to be truthful, the workers will move you out. Barabbas. The Barabbas spirit is still with us. So, people decide to become, Jesus decided to become like Barabbas so he can be free. So you make many Jesuses Barabbas because they know you like the Barabbas. But we need people who will stand. Which one will you choose? The women, men, want Barabbas wives, Barabbas husbands. Not men with character, but robbers and thieves who will go and rob. You don't know the kind of work he does, but he rides the biggest car. They ask him, what do you do? He fumbled. He can't tell you what he's doing. And you want to marry a car? A house? You are a Barabbas. The Barabbas. Barabbas, entire world always want to cry for Barabbas. Sometimes some few powerful people, the masses will only follow the powerful people. Why do I say that? Some few days ago, This same crowd, this same multitude, were the one who was saying, hallelujah. These powerful people now turn their heart. The person they say, hallelujah, hosanna, they say, crucify him. So the powerful, most of the time, influence the masses to choose Barabbas. That's why I believe that the churches must have powerful people to influence the poor for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Finally, who are you going to choose? Jesus, I know first when you have challenged Jesus, but see, you were thinking, Barabbas or Jesus. Which one will you choose?
Jesus.
Good. I want us, you don't choose Jesus with your mouth. You choose Jesus with your heart. Amen.
Amen.
So today, the cross is not easy. He died for you. If you've never chosen him to be your Lord and Master, then you've chosen Barabbas. I want to give you the opportunity today to make a decision for Jesus. I want you to bow your head. I want you first to pray to God that help me in my choices, that I will choose. I'll make the right choices. That no matter what pressure that is on me, I will still choose you, Jesus. No matter how the world will try to make me look like a fool, I will still stand for Jesus. I am not going to hide my identity as a Christian at certain places. Pray and ask him for strength that when faced with decision, either for Christ, or for the masses, or for the influential people, I will stand. That we will not choose Barabbas. We will not let influential people use their money to make us make the wrong choices and defend the wrong things. The cross to us is the power of God. That is where God's power begins in our life. That is where the enemy was defeated. And that is where you gain your liberty. The cross. The cross. The world cannot explain the cross to you. It is you who can leave the cross for them to see that power. Ask God that the power of the cross will pass through you, will walk through you, will be seen through you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.